USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci told President Biden on Sunday it will take about 2 weeks to have definitive information on the new coronavirus variant, Omicron, that has created new travel restrictions and weakened financial markets. Nearly 800,000 people have died in the United States from COVID-19 since early 2000, and we still don't know the origin of COVID-19. The president will address the nation at 11:45 Monday morning to discuss Omicron. One doctor from Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, says there's no evidence this is more dangerous than the original COVID-19 virus.
Pretty much any time we've seen a new variant, it's already spread around the world. So the fact that Omicron is in multiple countries in Europe, in the U.S., is not necessarily an ominous sign. And I think that that's a key point to keep in mind. And also remember, we've not seen any evidence that Omicron produces more severe disease.
USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The massive partisan social spending bill President Biden calls Build Back Better is expected to add almost $400 billion to the national debt over the next decade. Republican Representative Greg Murphy from North Carolina on Newsmax.
Joe Biden, you know, whatever comes out of his mouth, you know, we're not going to leave any Americans behind. We did. But this bill isn't going to cost anything. Yeah, it's going to add $400 billion to our deficit. So it's really hard to actually believe anything what is read on the teleprompter. You know, I think it does give some Democrats who historically have kind of gone along with the Schumer show some reason for pause because of the enormity of the changes that this particular bill will cause in the nation's foundation. You know, there are over 150 new federal programs. They want to create a cradle to grave federal subsidy program, federal dependence program.
We are USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
I also want to briefly address one myth about inflated gas prices. They're not due to environmental measures. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
President Biden addressing the nation last week, commenting on the nation's energy crisis. Stephen Moore, a former senior economic advisor under President Trump, told Newsmax President Biden's war on energy is the reason we're at this point in America.
Well, look, I think that the idea of drawing down some oil from the petroleum reserve is probably on balance a good idea, but it doesn't really, it's as Joe Manchin said yesterday, the Democrat from West Virginia, it's a Band-Aid. It doesn't solve the problem that we have right now, which is that Joe Biden has declared war on American energy. He does not want to produce more oil and gas and coal in this country. That's where we get 80% of our energy. And so he is wrong when he says that his policies have not contributed to the higher gas prices. We're down 2 million barrels a day in production from where we should be and where we were at the peak of Trump. So we should be producing more and more oil and gas, especially at the high prices today. But the other thing is, you know, there's a war on pipelines. We killed the Keystone XL pipeline. There's two major pipelines in the Midwest that are necessary to get home heating fuel into people's homes. I'm really worried about this winter, frankly, as it gets cold. I'm from Chicago. It gets to 10 degrees below zero at night. You know, you need your home heating. And there's real questions about whether we'll have a reliable supply for people to keep warm in the winter.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.